It's time for the Mount Vernon Wildcat Coaches Show on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. Wildcats football is brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, United Fidelity Bank, Auto Car Trader, Crane Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, Bud's Hardware, the Mount Vernon M Club, Expressway Jeep, T. Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty, Russell's Excavating, Kite Eye Care, GAF, and Tequila's.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Mount Vernon Football Coaches Show. I'm Alan Buck. Sitting here with me is Coach Justin Fisher and three players to be named later. We are in the lobby of United Fidelity Bank in downtown Mount Vernon, and we've got an awful lot to talk about. Going to cover the scrimmage from last Friday night. We scrimmaged Harrison. And, Coach, those are always good. You get to go out and hit somebody else. You get to see a team that you're not going to see during the whole season, but you don't have the full playbook in. You don't want to open yourselves up too much. So it's kind of a – you learn a lot, but there's a lot more you could learn under other circumstances. But what do you think?
Definitely. So I think I've learned over the course of time to maybe when you watch a scrimmage to maybe not fully trust it, what you see on film, even when you're watching opposing teams as you're trying to prepare for the upcoming weeks, because – obviously, people aren't going to show, you know, what they really want to do offensively. They're only going to show a limited number of plays. Sometimes they have different combinations of the lineup in. So I think what I've learned over the course of time, I think you have to be careful to trust what you see sometimes in the scrimmage, if that makes sense. But I do think there's some key points that we learned. So overall, it was beneficial for us, and there was a lot of positives, and there were a couple things that weren't either.
Mm-hmm. One of the things, and I did just mention it to these guys beforehand, but I just want the fans at home to know when we got down to the 10-yard line, we had difficulty scoring. And in my opinion, one of the biggest reasons is because for the last 5 or 6 or 7 years, one of our best weapons has been our quarterback running the ball down there. And we can't do that in this kind of – the rules in the scrimmage, in case people at home didn't know, no hitting the quarterback. And I think the officials did a great job. They blew the whistle early. Even before contact was made, so sometimes you didn't even tag the quarterback. The whistle was already blown. It's to protect the kid, and that's all well and good, and that's perfect. But down low, down inside the 10-yard line, a Snodgrass under center, or even on shotgun, they've done a lot of good scoring for you down there, and it eliminates a good size weapon that you had.
So the format of the scrimmage, you have to stay off the quarterback. Really, what hurts in that format more than anything is they ran a 50 front. And so they played a five-man front and a goal line, and we haven't practiced against that. Mm-hmm. So there's ways to combat that, meaning bringing in an extra blocker, going two back, going three back. But we just decided not to do that, so just for the sake of not showing really anything. So that was really – it was the schemes we were trying to run. We didn't have the numbers to really be able to block it effectively, so we just kind of had to eat crow there a little bit.
Sounds like you got the answer, though, when it counts in the season, and that's all that matters.
I think we probably could have did some different stuff there to combat it. We were just kind of just running what we had, and it was hard to block it with the personnel we had out there just in our true spread stuff. So that was more of a – which, once again, that's why I mean what I said earlier, when I don't know that you can fully trust what you see on a scrimmage tape. And I think – some of that probably holds true for other scrimmages as maybe a different example.
Yeah. The heat has affected everybody a little bit, and tonight's no different. You're practicing 6 to 8 tonight.
Correct.
And other teams, I guess, are doing similar type of adjustments, or maybe even going in the morning before school some of them.
Yeah, there are some adjustments being made. I've talked to a few. I think it's going to be good for us, something different. We have to get some conditioning, some running in the next 2 days, and then back off the kids. But we have to take this time to be able to, I think, able to run, at 8 p.m., tonight's different than running at 5:30 after school. So
True. It
allows us to be able to get a little more conditioning in, get in shape, which I think is pivotal for us these next couple of days. And then as we get closer to game week, to back off the kids, or game day, I'm sorry.
Well, you're going to be practicing during game time. So we talk about during the season getting in the repetition, in the routine of classes, bus ride or no bus ride, and then game time. tonight's will be just basically like a game.
Correct.
So it's going to be at least advantageous there.
Right, I think so.
It's hard. Offense is always behind the defense. But were your blocking schemes good enough, protecting Mr. Snodgrass well enough?
Well, not the one time they blitzed, we didn't do a good job of picking it up, so that would be an area of concern. I would say offensively, it was kind of flipped. I thought we were ahead more offensively than we were defensively. I would say offensively, sometimes the offensive line did some really good stuff. But there's a couple guys up there are going to have to get into gear because we got some depth this year. And so if not, then we got some guys to step in who are right on their tails that can replace them. I thought we have a good trio of running backs that ran the ball well. The only problem there is, you know, all those guys ran well on Friday. We had a couple fumbles from that position. We got to clean up. Mm-hmm. I thought Ryder threw the ball mostly well. You know, the one thing we can't count on is, you know, Ryder dropping back to pass and just throwing it deep to Nash and that bailing us out of situations because,
right.
I mean, if anybody's got a brain in their head, they're probably going to start double-teaming Nash. They're going to have somebody over the top of him. So we have to be able to disperse the ball to other people. We have to be effective in the run game. And I really feel like the key to our season offensively is I know we have some very talented skill guys, but you can only run effectively what you can block. And I thought the offensive line was going to be a strong point. I still think it will be, but there's a couple areas there. We got a couple guys that got to get in gear and have a little sense of urgency there.
One of the things that my sons, I have one son that was a lineman, and the other son, he wasn't a football player. He was just a quarterback. But the lineman, as soon as the ball snapped, they'll say, that guy's toast because watch his feet are wrong. And then they'd have to hit the DVR and back it up to show me because I'm not that quick on seeing the feet.
Sure.
Are you guys, are your offensive linemen's footwork, is that the area of question? Because some of them are pretty good sized.
Well,
and sometimes the bigger, they get a little lazy with feet.
You have to kind of tailor your schemes around what type of kids you have on offensive line. Sometimes if you have bigger kids that aren't as mobile, you can't pull as much. Mm-hmm. So right now, inside zone's our best play because we don't have to pull anybody. The schemes we're having to pull people, we're a little bit slow right now. So we got to get that figured out and get the best combination on the field. But there was a lot of positive there. Sometimes they did some good stuff. It just wasn't consistent enough for me, the offensive line. The skill kids had their moment. I think defensively I was surprised. I thought we played probably better defensively than offensively. I thought the defensive line played good. Schickel was great against the pass, obviously. They had a hard time blocking him, but I thought he was a little more physical with the line of scrimmage, so that was good to see out of Brady. Easton did some good things. Lippy, I mean there's a lot of guys inside. Jaden Raley, Trevin Bell came in, gave us some snaps. I thought Krieger and St. Henderson were outstanding at linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
That was really good. If those two kids will play that way, you know, they're a handful. We're a different team defensively. When Shane is really locked in, dialed in, healthy and on the field, we're totally different. Shane's a lot smarter player and cerebral on the field than sometimes he would like for you to think he is. but he's been playing ball a long time. He knows how to get there and what to do. And I thought those guys were excellent. Him and Saint were both good. And then, you know, outside linebacker, Caleb made a couple of nice plays. Ryder was playing more of a deep safety, Snodgrass. So, but I thought there was some positive defensively. But I will say this, too. I don't think Harrison really executed extremely well on offense either. So I think it's a combination of both.
Yeah, I think it was a very good, detailed, lengthy answer. I think the very first thing you said was the most important, and that you recognize you're going to have to tailor what the team does to what they're capable of doing. I've seen other coaches, they want to run what they want to run, and they put the players in a position to fail. And if you recognize what you just said, that was beautiful. That's
well, fantastic. You have a lot of people telling you run this defensive scheme, run that defensive scheme, but that doesn't work that way. You have to play with whatever kids you have, what your strengths and weaknesses are, what they can comprehend. You know, from a mental standpoint, from a physical standpoint, there's a lot of variables that goes in the equation. So the main thing is don't confuse yourself. Don't outsmart yourself. I mean, especially on the defense side of the ball. Let the kids play fast and let them be able to run and not have to think.
Exactly. Well, I tell you, that's a great exclamation point to put on the end of this segment. We'll take a quick commercial break. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI.
You've got places to go. And Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Buying a used vehicle doesn't have to be difficult. And when you come to Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon, it's not. This week's Vehicle of the Week is a 2015 Ford F-150 Lariat Crew Cab. This truck is four-wheel drive, has a 6.5-foot bed, completely loaded, and Mount Vernon maroon. Check out this clean truck with 122,000 miles and priced just right at $21,990. Stop by our lot at 312 College Avenue or visit us online at actpreowned.com. Financing is available for all credit situations at Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon.
For over 40 years, the Mount Vernon Club has provided support necessary for the success of Mount Vernon student-athletes. Since 1971, over $250,000 has been donated to athletic programs, assisting in weight room equipment, uniforms, and granting college scholarships. The M Club sells individual bricks for Wildcat Plaza, which are great purchases for alums and class reunions. Bricks are just $35. To make a purchase, contact M Club President Scott Mitchell at 812-550-0153.
This week at Bud's Hardware, it's time to find the paint you need to finish your projects. Get Valspar Medallion interior and exterior paint and primer in one. It's on sale for 20% off. You can get it in quarts, gallons, or 5-gallon tubs. Come get your paint at Bud's Hardware. Open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until 5. Celebrating 151 years serving Mount Vernon. Bud's Hardware on Main Street.
For over 40 years, Russell's Excavating has proudly served the community, specializing in commercial and industrial services. Russell's offers site preparation for construction projects, demolition, and industrial maintenance services. All services rendered with an emphasis on safety first and customer satisfaction. A proud supporter of Wildcats baseball is family-owned Russell's Excavating, 6800 Leonard Road South in Mount Vernon. Call 812-838-2471 for Russell's Excavating.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Mount Vernon High School Football Coaches Show. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI or PoseyCountyRadio.com, MountVernonRadio.com. I'm Alan Buck, sitting here with Coach Justin Fisher. We've got three players that we're going to talk to here momentarily, but first, Coach wants to kind of introduce them and let us know what we're going to hear.
Brought three guys with this week, mostly from an offensive focal point, but both these guys will play defense as well. First one's Nash Hostetter, who's been all-conference and all-Southwestern Indiana the last 2 years. We feel like he should have been all-state, but he got snubbed, so hopefully he remembers that this year. That's a little extra motivation for him because there's no doubt he should have been. For his career, more than gaudy numbers, 80 receptions, over 2,000 yards, and 26 touchdowns for his career. Then the guy that threw it to him last year, of course, Ryder Snodgrass, had over 2,200 yards passing, 25 touchdowns, only seven interceptions last year, so that's a pretty good ratio. He was honorable mention all-conference, and we're going to need him to be a stud at outside linebacker this year because we don't have a whole lot of depth at that position. And then Grant Lippe's our last one. He was honorable mention all-conference. He only played six games last year because his season got cut short with injury. During those six games, he had 727 yards rushing with eight touchdowns, and that's over 6 yards a carry, and he'll play D-line and linebacker for us, and Grant's pretty much a tireless individual on the field. He tends to wreak havoc, and so the last thing, I just appreciate all these guys for the dedication of the program, their loyalty to Mount Vernon. They could have, in today's landscape, like I said last week, these guys could play anywhere, but this is home for them, and they're loyal here, and so I appreciate about them.
One thing, this is incredible. He only played six games, and he was honorable mention.
Yeah.
That's That's very rightfully impressive.
Rightfully so. Yeah. Rightfully so.
Very impressive. Well, okay. Pass it to whomever you want
to. Give it to Nash first.
All right. Yeah. Well, Nash, this is fourth year catching passes from a Snodgrass. Three of them from this one and one from River. Or
Nico,
two.
Nico Renette was my
kid. Oh, that's right. Nico. That's right. That's right. Okay. So you've just had 2 years with Ryder. It's got to be comfortable for you running routes knowing he's going to let go of the ball real early, mm-hmm. and you're not going to be where you need to be yet. But like you did the other night, you outran the ball on one of them,
mm-hmm.
and you get there. That timing isn't something that happens magically. It's work, 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 and now you're in your second complete year with him.
Yep. Me and Ryder, we've been playing forever, seems like, with each other, and we've built this connection for years on years, practice on practice, even staying after practice some days, some weekends, the summer, going to camps with each other, all that. We've been just built connection. He knows how I like to run routes. I know how he likes to throw. It's just perfect.
Yeah, it really shows, and you've got the long ball down. Harrison's got some pretty good speed on the corners. Yeah, I noticed you had like I don't know if it was inside screen or just a crossing route, and you were doing all you could to break free from the crowd, but they got pretty quick feet there.
No, yeah, they were fast to the ball, for sure.
Yeah. Now, defensively, you're going to be a defensive halfback?
Defensively, I'll be rotating in at safety.
Safety?
Yeah.
Okay. And it, how do you like, which do you like best? And that's only two of the positions, because you also return kicks.
Offense. I'm an offensive guy. Okay. Receiver. I know a lot more on the offensive side. Which defense, I rely on my instincts more, which works half the time.
Sure, but, sure. You got to count on your physical abilities on defense.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. And you you said you'd be rotating in, so that's good because we need fresh legs from people like
yep.
you three. And like you said, the three had here last week were Schickel, Easton Hall, and Shane Krieger, and they're going to be going both ways as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you feel you're in good enough condition to start
yep.
the season?
Yep, I feel I'm in good condition. I'm up a little weight from the past couple of years, but I don't think that did anything to my condition-wise because I'm still running as fast as I've been, and I wasn't that tired this past Friday, so I feel good.
Good, good. Well, this will be this coming Friday will be a test of a different kind, but at least you got your feet wet last Friday. So look forward to a really good season. Good connection between you guys, and maybe a pick six or two.
I'll try my best.
Okay. All right. Well, let's hand the microphone over to
Sir.
Mr. Liffey. Oh, boy, that hurt.
There you go.
All right.
Okay. And this is Grant Liffey, and I will probably call you Colton at least once. But
that's all right.
Forgive me there. But, yeah, it was a real pleasure seeing you running the ball again Friday night. Your style is just a little bit different. But you got one thing you do, you run forward. You don't dance a lot. You don't try to kick something outside. You'll duck your head and go right into the teeth. And that's a great thing. And offensive linemen like to block for backs like that. You got good connection with your linemen?
Yeah, I got a great connection with my linemen. Since I rotate on defensive line and play D-line, I hang out with them a lot at practice, outside of practice. So I spend a lot of time with them, and they spend a lot of time with me. So, yeah, the connection there is great, and it's just always fun running behind them.
What kind of weight do you carry?
I'm like 167, so I'm light, but it's quick. I go quick. So.
I was going to say, you're not big enough to play defensive line, but you get a head start because your feet are going to be quicker than everybody else, and that's where we'll get some penetration from you in the middle.
Yeah. Right?
Okay. I'll ask you this question. I think I know the answer. Are you in good enough shape to be going both directions?
Yeah, I like to think I am. I mean, I did it last year. I normally do pretty good going both ways, but I prefer going one way just because it's like a little less of a weight, you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, both ways is fun.
Yeah, you do need that extra spring in your step in the fourth quarter when the game's on the line. And going both ways, it's going to be difficult. But if you've done the off-season conditioning and you've hit the weight room, it looks like you certainly have. You're built very, very well up in the shoulders. That's what's going to get you a long, long way on the offensive end, carrying the ball, and also on the defensive when you get penetration, make the tackles. And the statistics that Coach read off from you, those he was talking about, he used the word gaudy describing Nash's, but yours were pretty gaudy too for just six games. That was impressive. So congratulations. Look forward to seeing 10 or 11 or 12 games this year.
Yeah, thank you.
Hand it over to Mr. Snodgrass, and we will see what – okay, you're driving this bus on offense. What do you think? Where they stand as far as offensive line, the exchanges between you and the backs, the passing with the receivers, everything coming together?
Yeah. If I was a quarterback and didn't trust my old team, you know, it would probably fall apart. So I think we are all pretty in good shape. I got trust with my line, my receivers, my running back. So yeah, we're doing good.
That's good. And you're you know, we talked about you've got your long threat here. Good play selection to cut. I mean, if he's going to go deep and take some people with him, and he's usually going to end up taking two people, you're going to have Brady underneath or Logan underneath, or and I don't know who the other ones would be that would rotate in.
Luke Guantrout, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got all three of them. They know what they're doing. I make sure of that every week too. So.
Yeah, the one thing in high school football, I mean, you know, you're not doing it 8 hours a day, so there's something the defense has to give up, and typically they have to give up the tight end because they just, you know, they're covering all the little fast guys. If you can sneak a tight end, whether it be Brady or maybe Weintraut runs from that spot or something like that, do you have play selections, and are you cognizant of where those guys are going to be all the time so you can do your check downs and find the open tight end in the middle of the field?
Yeah, we've never been really like a real tight end team, but if we had to choose a guy, it'd definitely be Brady with his wide body and is able to like catch over anyone. And yeah, if I didn't know where everyone was on the field during, if I was playing quarterback, you know, it'd be pretty bad. So I know where everyone is and all my checkdowns.
The other good thing is your receivers are all basketball players. They catch the ball in their hands. They don't catch it in their bodies. And Logan's touchdown the other day, he went up and caught it up above his head like getting a rebound. And I know you throw when you throw those jump balls in the end zone to Brady, he gets up pretty high and pretty quick, and he's got strong hands to bring it down.
Yep.
So looking forward to – and I know the answer to this too. When you're down there on the 10-yard line, you like getting your own number called, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
And taking it straight in?
Oh, yeah. That's my favorite play.
Are you the best one in your family yet at doing that, or not?
I'd like to think so, yeah. I mean, I hope so after this year, yes.
I bet there's some argument at the dinner table.
That's right.
No, that's all right. It's been a pleasure watching you these last few years, and this season's going to be terrific. So,
thank you.
I thank you, three players, and we are going to take a quick break. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer personal business checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, high yield certificate of deposit rates, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our free mobile app provides you access to the accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. Now, that's a reason to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expressway chevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Whether you were on the field playing or sitting in the stands, clear vision is important for a successful Friday night experience. Dr. Darren Keitel, with almost 30 years of work in optometry, is dedicated to giving your eyes the care they need. Keitel Eye Care is located at 1900 West 4th Street in Mount Vernon. Open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. Call Keitel Eye Care at 812-838-5526. Dr. Darren Keitel wishes head coach Justin Fisher and the Mount Vernon football team the best of luck this season.
Looking to launch or expand your business in downtown Mount Vernon? Then check out 214 West 2nd Street. It's a 5,000-square-foot warehouse in the heart of Posey County. This flexible space includes two restrooms, heated and cooled office space, loft storage, and a wide-open warehouse with two overhead doors, a crane system, and compressed air all included. This property is available for purchase or lease, and it's move-in ready and built for business. Contact Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty today. Phone Rick at 812-453-1068 or check out the listing online at teammilam.com. Going that extra mile.
GAF of Mount Vernon, North America's premier roofing and waterproofing manufacturer, proudly supports Posey County football with the mission to protect what matters most. GAF builds unmatched strength, safety, and innovation, qualities that inspire champions on and off the field. GAF is honored to stand alongside our community and cheer on the Wildcats and Vikings players as they leave it all on the field this season. Here's to a safe, successful, and unforgettable season with pride and support from your friends at GAF.
A proud supporter of Wildcats football is Tequila's Mexican Restaurant in Mount Vernon. Check out their delicious lunch, dinner, and drink specials. Dine-in, carry-out, and delivery available. Find their menu and order online at tequilasmexicanrestaurant.com. Satisfy your craving for great Mexican cuisine at Tequila's Mexican Restaurant. Open Monday through Sunday from 11 until 9 at 408 Plaza Drive in the Southwind Plaza in Mount Vernon.
The summer sell-off is on at Expressway Jeep. Get employee pricing, factory incentives, and dealer discounts. Like a new 25 Ram 1500 Crew Cab 4x4 for only $39,690. Plus, spin the Patriot Wheel for bonus prizes or up to $1,000 cash. Only at Expressway Jeep in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Excludes tax, title, and 250 dock fee. Price includes 3,000 rebates and 1,500 Expressway Jeep owner loyalty. Must trade in any model vehicle purchased from an Expressway family dealership. New vehicle purchases only. Excludes previous purchases. Offers, odds of winning are 1 in 30. See dealer for details.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Mount Vernon High School Football Coaches Show. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI. I'm Alan Buck, sitting here in the lobby of the bank, United Fidelity Bank in downtown Mount Vernon, with Coach Justin Fisher. And you just heard some really good discussion from Nash Hostetter, Grant Lippe, I almost said Colton again, and Ryder Snodgrass. And Coach is going to take this last segment. We are looking at one thing. Nobody's seen the kicking game. Special teams were not a part of last Friday night. How are we looking there?
We've been practicing for the last couple weeks, so this week's going to definitely be a heavy week of installation of special teams. So, but we feel like we've had a foundation there because we've been doing some of that stuff the last couple weeks since the first official practice started. So that will be something that we'll do a lot of work of this week, and like kickoff team has to be better than it was last year. We feel like we have a good, solid kicker in Mason Higginson, who's a senior. He'll probably handle the kickoff duties for us, and we're still trying to figure out who's going to punt the ball for us.
Well, Ryder can do it if he has to.
He can because he's
he wouldn't want to go sit down for a play or anything.
Right. Well, the good thing about having him back there to punt the ball is the defense has to respect the fact that you still could throw the ball or go forward. So it kind of ties the defense's hand, so to speak. So we'll try to take advantage of that when we can.
Yeah. Don't I remember, does Higginson punt as well sometimes?
Or? He's capable. He hasn't up until this point. So we're trying to kind of still gauge some of that and see who after this week will be our number one punter.
Sure. Well, let's just hope that you have an awful lot of times that you kick the ball off rather than punt.
Hopefully so.
And
ideally.
And it's going to be Forest Park.
Yep.
At 6:30 on Friday.
Yep.
What do they have returning? Because last year, I thought you had a good, successful, strong season last year, but that was the one game. I just thought after the first drive, which we did great. It was like we didn't show up.
Yeah.
But that was a mismatch, and you talked about it before. Their strength was running between the tackles with three different backs. That was our weakness.
Right.
So it was kind of a mismatch.
Yeah, it was kind of a bad matchup for us last year, and we played poorly. I'll take part of the blame for that for sure and not having the kids maybe ready to play at optimal level. They had a big senior class last year. They had a big, good senior class. A lot of those kids are gone. They have a few of them back. One of the kids that really hurt us last year at the tailback position, Jackson Lucan, is a Division I athlete. He's a baseball player at IU. He's committed to IU, go to baseball. So they moved him to quarterback this year. He's a pitcher, so he's definitely got a strong arm. They probably don't have the athletes and the pieces that surround him like they did last year, but I imagine they're probably going to try to run him as much as they can from the quarterback position. They got a couple other good players, good running backs, a pund, and a kid that played linebacker for him, a Steckler kid that'll play, I think, full back for him or some wing back for him. So they're capable. I think more than anything is we got embarrassed up there last year, and so we're gonna really drive that home this week and make sure we go back and watch some of that film, Alan. I went back and watched it this week. It's tough to watch because we got chewed up pretty good, and so I would expect our kids to respond and be pretty angry and upset with what happened last year. And if we don't play well this week, I would be really disappointed because, we got embarrassed up there. So it's time to have some fun this week and really make up for what happened there last year and really have a good performance at home.
Yeah, you only lost four seniors, so the players that were up there and took that beating are still here. Yeah. And they're ready to go. Yeah.
And we're going to, a couple of those seniors we lost last year, like you already mentioned before, they were key pieces. But certainly Forest Park graduated a big portion of that. But they have they always got capable kids. And like I said, this kid that's playing quarterback for them now, I would expect them to run him as much as they can. And they have some capable running backs with him. So they always have given us trouble. And I think, fortunately, we're here instead of up there. That's kind of – sometimes that atmosphere, I feel like, up there can be a little difficult to play in. It's just kind of different. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. But we're looking forward to the challenge. And
how's their line? Did they lose a lot of offensive linemen? Because that's the big thing.
They did, but they have a decent-sized junior group from looking at their roster and seeing who's playing for them. So most of their offensive linemen are juniors. We're focused in on Forest Park, and we should be after last year. Mm-hmm. So I think it'll hopefully be very easy. We're going to show the kids. I made some clips today of some about 15 plays from last year where they just totally, drove us off the ball. Mm-hmm. Their offensive line just kind of eviscerated our defensive line last year, especially our interior tackles. And so I would expect our kids to respond well, and we're going to have a great week of practice, and I would expect us to be ready to go on Friday and be a little angry as well when we take the field from what happened last year.
There you go. Is there going to be a team meal or anything Thursday night?
Have a team meal Thursday night, yep. The parents and moms, pops is feeding the kids, so there will be a team meal here after practice on Thursday, and looking forward to a home opener on Friday here at home.
And absolutely.
Looks like the weather's going to cool down a little bit, so that's something to look forward to.
Yeah, mid-80s in August for football. That's okay. That's a lot. If you've ever been an athlete and you've been out in it, there's a huge difference between 85 and 95. Mm-hmm. 85, you can play, sure. You can handle it and everything. Yep. 95, it's like, geez, can we join the chess team?
Right.
No, I mean, it just really is brutal.
It's challenging. So that's why we kind of push back the first couple of days this week to hopefully be more productive.
Yeah. Well, that'll be great. Hey, looking forward to this. It'll be a great season. Be a fun season. Looking at the schedule, there are no easy nights.
Oh, my gosh, there's not.
But if you have the hallmark of what Mount Vernon football has been, and that is play hard from the opening gun to the very end, win, lose, or draw, you're going to be successful if they push themselves and they bring all, everything they've got.
Correct. It's cliche, take it one game at a time, but that's what you have to do because there's so much can change from a week. And you're right, the schedule is tough, so you can have a really good team, and if you don't do some of the small things right and have some bad bounces or bad luck along the way, I mean, you can end up right around the 500 mark again or less. So every week is a challenge, and we play in the – big school portion of the PAZ conference, and it's a meat grinder, and our sectional, of course, is too. But we're going to face it head on and the challenge of it, and we look forward to it. We welcome it, we embrace it, and I'm ready to see what these kids can do on the field on Friday night, week after week.
From talking to the ones that I have, they've got a good attitude. They are looking forward to it too. They're not shrinking back from it like oh my gosh, we're going to get beat by this team. No, they're looking forward to it, and they'll meet them toe to toe.
And, you know, I try not to, as a coach, talk about winning and losing so much because there's many different variables in that.
Absolutely.
Just try to talk about the process of preparing each week the right way and practicing the right way, and then kind of let the scoreboard take care of itself. If you do everything that's necessary leading up to the week, you know, sometimes you're not going to get the result that you want on Friday, but a lot of times you will. So, you know, just hopefully prepare the right way, continue to work hard, continue to get better, and then let it fly on Friday night and see what happens.
Absolutely. And the hardest thing you've got, you're dealing with teenage boys. It's kind of like herding cats, but you got to get them to focus on not a four-quarter game, but one play.
Yeah.
All you got's one play. And after that, focus on one play.
I think I'm doing a little better this year with kind of how just overall responded to certain situations within the kids and just trying to really enjoy. I feel like I've let some things go, and so I'm having as much fun as I've ever had with this group of kids because I'm constantly trying to remind myself just to enjoy being around the kids, the relationships with them, because, you know, high school football, the landscape, it might be changing, but to me, you know, high schools were initially a representation of their community, an mm-hmm. extension of the community, and so whenever we take the field on Friday night, we're representing our community the best way we possibly can, and proud to be from Mount Vernon, and that's important to me, even though I'm not from here initially. I've been here 9 years, six as a coach, third year as head coach. It's important to me. It means a lot to me, and I'm having as much fun as I've had in a long time because in some areas I've chilled out, mm-hmm. and I've learned to let some things go and just try to really relish the time with the kids. That's the most important thing, man, because it's a really good group to be around.
You had a few birthdays. That's what's bringing that wisdom to you.
You learn that you can't control everything in life, and once you learn that you can't control a lot of things within this coaching realm, it frees your mind up, and you start to be able to enjoy. So I'm having as much fun as I've had in a long time. Now, if you ask me week six or week seven, I'm sure.
I won't ask you this week six or seven.
After you practice, and then you spend your weekends, you know, the coaching staff does with it, and it gets to be a grind. But, hey, no time to whine about that either. You got to get tough whenever that comes about, too. And there's going to be some adversity come up. We're going to have to deal with something we don't want to deal with. It might be this week. It might be next week. Who knows? But, hey, you just keep on grinding, keep on focusing, and ignore the noise mm-hmm. of what the so-called experts say. Enjoy the time with the kids, focus in on playing the best we can each week. Let the noise and the chatter of the so-called experts, you know, don't worry about that. Prepare the kids the right way and enjoy that time with the kids because, man, I'm really enjoying being here. I'm enjoying this as much as I have in a long time.
Well, it seems like a very, very good group to be around, and I commend you for the work you've done with them so far and look forward to this season. It's going to be a great one.
Appreciate it. We're looking forward to getting it going on Friday night, and hopefully the stadium's full and rocking.
Yep. Folks, bring your noisy neighbors and come out here and give Forest Park a not-so-friendly welcome. And with that, I will turn it back to the studio and say thanks, Justin, for your time.
Appreciate
and bringing
it.
The players, and I will say good night to all good sports.
You've been listening to the Mount Vernon Wildcat Coaches Show on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. This broadcast has been brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, United Fidelity Bank, Auto Car Trader, Crane Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, Bud's Hardware, the Mount Vernon M Club, Expressway Jeep, Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty, Russell's Excavating, Keitel Eye Care, GAF, and Tequila's. Keep up to date with Mount Vernon Sports on your home of the Wildcats, 106.7 WMVI and PoseyCountyRadio.com.